This is the Sakkarmoli of 21st of April 2026. Essence, sweet children, the Father, the ocean of knowledge, has come personally to perform the dance of this knowledge in front of you children. Become clever, serviceable children, and the dance of knowledge will be good. Question. What hobby do you children develop at the confluence age? Answer. That of staying in remembrance. This is your spiritual hobby. As well as developing this hobby, you also have to perform divine and spiritual actions. You are Brahmins. You definitely have to narrate the true story to everyone. Children also have the hobby of doing service. Song. Have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. When someone is ill in hospital, that patient hopes to become free from pain. He asks his doctor what his condition is and when he will become free from that illness. All of those are limited matters. This is an unlimited matter. The Father comes and advises you children. You children understand that this truly is a play of happiness and sorrow. In fact, you children have more benefit here than in the Golden Age, because you know that you are in God's lap at this time, that you are the children of God. At this time, we have very elevated incognito praise. Although human beings call the Father Shiva, Ishwar, Bhagwan, God, they don't know him. They continue to call out to him. This happens according to the drama. There is knowledge and ignorance, the day and the night. They have continued to sing this, but they have such Tamopradan intellects that they don't consider themselves to be Tamopradan. Only when someone has the Father's inheritance in his fortune will these things sit in his intellect. You children know that you were in extreme darkness. The Father has now come, and we have therefore received so much light. This knowledge that the Father explains is not in any of the Vedas, scriptures, or the Granth, etc. The Father tells you this and proves it. I give you children the light of this knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. It then disappears. No one can receive this knowledge from anyone except me. This knowledge then disappears. You understand that the Iron Age passed and that it will repeat after 5,000 years. This is something new. It is not mentioned in the scriptures. The Father gives you all this same knowledge, but all of you are number-wise when it comes to imbibing it. When good, serviceable children come, Baba's dance of knowledge reflects that. When the audience watching a dancing girl is very keen, she performs the dance very well, in happiness. If there are only a few sitting in the audience, she would perform an ordinary dance, in a common way. When there are many who applaud, her enthusiasm increases. It is the same here. All the children listen to the Murli, but to listen to it personally, face to face, is a different matter. It is also shown that Sri Krishna too used to dance. That wasn't a physical dance. In fact, it was the dance of knowledge. Shiv Baba himself tells you, I come to perform the dance of this knowledge. I am the ocean of knowledge, and so very good points emerge. This is the flute of knowledge, not a wooden flute. Would the purifier father come and teach you Raja Yoga or play a wooden flute? No one would ever think that the father comes and teaches Raja Yoga in this way. You now understand this, but it doesn't enter the intellects of any other human beings. Those who come here claim a status, number-wise. Whatever effort each of you made in the previous cycle, you will continue to make the same effort now. You children know that the Father comes and reveals all the secrets to you, exactly as he did in the previous cycle. He says, I too am bound by the drama. Everyone is bound by the bond of the drama. Whatever happened in the Golden Age will happen again. There are so many different species. In the Golden Age, there won't be as many species as there are now. There is only a small variety there. Later, the number will continue to grow, just as the religions will also continue to grow. They don't exist in the Golden Age. You will only see the things of the Golden Age in the Golden Age. There is nothing in the Golden Age that would create dirt or rubbish. Those deities are called gods and goddesses. In no other land would anyone be called a god or goddess. Those deities definitely used to rule the kingdom in heaven. Look how much they are praised. You children have now developed patience. You know how elevated or low your status is, and with how many marks you will pass. Each one of you can understand for yourself that so-and-so is doing good service. Yes, whilst you are moving along, storms also come. The Father says, let there be no bad storms or omens over you children. Maya makes even good children fall. The Father gives you patience. There is a very short time left. You also have to do service. When this establishment has taken place, you will have to return home. There can't be any change in this of even a second. Only you children can understand the secret of this. We are actors in the drama. We play the main parts in it. This play of victory and defeat is based on Bharat. Bharat was pure. There was so much peace and purity. It is a matter of only yesterday. Yesterday, we were the ones who played those parts. The whole parts of 5,000 years are recorded. We have been around the cycle, and we are now having yoga with the Father, through which the alloy is being removed. When you remember the Father, the inheritance will also definitely be remembered. First of all, no Alpha. The Father says, by understanding me, you will understand everything from me. This knowledge is very easy. It is a matter of just a second. Nevertheless, he continues to explain it to you. He continues to give you points. The main point is Man above, and it is in this that there are obstacles. When body consciousness comes, you choke in many different ways. It doesn't allow you to stay in yoga. On the path of devotion, when they sit down to remember Sri Krishna, their intellects wander in so many different directions. Everyone has the experience of devotion. It refers to this birth. By understanding this birth, you can also understand something of your past births. You children have developed the hobby of remembering the Father. The more you remember him, the more your happiness will increase. Together with that, you must also perform worldly actions that are divine and spiritual. You are Brahmins. You narrate the story of the true Narayan and the story of immortality. There is just one main thing in which everything is included. It is only by having remembrance that your sins are absolved. Only this one hobby is spiritual. The Father explains that this knowledge is very easy. The name Kumaris is also remembered. Out of Adha Kumaris, half Kumaris, i.e. married women, and Kumaris, the name of the Kumaris is glorified a lot more. They don't have any bondage. Those husbands would make them vicious. This Father decorates you in order to send you to heaven. He takes you into the sweet ocean. The Father says, completely forget this old world, including your old bodies. The soul says, I have completed 84 births. I will now claim the full inheritance from the Father. Although you remain courageous, there is still a battle with Maya. This Baba is in the front. He faces the storms of Maya the most. Many come and tell Baba of such things that come to them, that Baba replies, children, of course these storms will definitely come. They come to me first. At the end, all of you will reach your Karmatit stage. This is not a new thing. It also happened in the previous cycle. You have played your parts in this drama, and you are now to return home. You children understand that this old world is hell. It is said Lakshmi and Narayan used to live in an ocean of milk. People build such good temples to them. At the beginning, when a temple was built, they created a pool of milk and placed an idol of Vishnu in that. They used to make many very good images and worship them. At that time, everything was very cheap. Baba has seen everything. Truly, this Bharat was such a pure ocean of milk. It was as though there were rivers of ghee and milk. They have just portrayed this praise. As soon as you mention heaven, your mouth begins to water. Each of you children has now received a third eye of knowledge. Therefore, your intellects have received understanding. Your intellects go to the home and then go to heaven. Everything there will be new. Baba used to be very happy whenever he saw his idol of Sri Narayan. He used to look after it with a lot of love. He didn't understand that he would become that himself. You have now received this knowledge from Baba. You have the knowledge of Brahmand and the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. You understand how you go around the cycle. Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga. You children should be very happy that only a short time remains. Something or other will continue to happen to these bodies. This is now your last birth. According to the drama plan, your days of happiness are about to come. You can see that destruction is just ahead. Each of you has received a third eye of knowledge. You understand very clearly about the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. This discus of self-realization continues to turn around in your intellect very well. You have the happiness that the Unlimited Father becomes your teacher and teaches you. But because this is a new thing, you repeatedly forget it. Otherwise, when you say Baba, the mercury of happiness would rise. Ram Tirath was a devotee of Sri Krishna, and so he used to make so much effort simply to have a vision of Sri Krishna. When he had a vision, he became very happy. But what happened through that? He didn't receive anything. Here, you children have happiness because you know that you are attaining such a high status for 21 births. For 3/4 of the cycle, you are happy. If it were half and half, there would be no profit. You are happy for 3/4 of the cycle. No one else can experience as much happiness as you. For you, there is limitless happiness. When there is great happiness, you are unaware of sorrow. It is at this confluence age that you understand both, that you are now going into happiness from sorrow. Your faces are facing the day and your feet are facing the night. Kick this world away, that is, remove it from your intellects. You souls know that you now have to return home. You have played many parts. Talk to yourself in this way. Now, the more you remember the Father, the more the rust will be removed. The more you remain busy doing the Father's service and making others similar to yourselves, the more you will reveal the Father. It is in your intellect that you now have to return home. Therefore, only remember the home. An old building continues to decay. Look at the difference between an old building and a new building. There is the difference of day and night. This really is a river of poison. People continue to fight and kill one another. Now that Baba has come, a lot of fighting has begun. If a wife doesn't agree to indulge in lust, she is harassed so much. People create so much trouble. So many atrocities took place in the previous cycle. Those things that are remembered refer to the present time. You can see how much the mothers call out. That part of the drama is now being played. No one apart from the Father and you children knows this. As you make further progress, everyone will come to understand it. It is remembered that the Father is the purifier and the bestower of salvation for all. Explain to anyone how Bharat becomes heaven and how it then becomes hell. Come and we will explain to you the history and geography of the whole world. Only God and you, God's children, know this unlimited history and geography. By knowing this history and geography, you know how purity, happiness and peace are established. You will definitely claim your unlimited inheritance from the Unlimited Father. Come inside and understand this. There are many topics. The heads of you children are now overflowing. The mercury of happiness rises so high. You children have this entire knowledge. You are receiving this knowledge from the Knowledgeful Father. We will then go and become Lakshmi and Narayan. This knowledge will not remain there. These are such deep things and they have to be understood. You children understand the picture of the ladder very well. This is the cycle of 84 births. Now explain this and clarify it for people. This world cannot be called heaven or a pure world. That golden age is separate from this iron age. It is very easy to understand how this cycle turns. The explanation is good, but many people are unable to make the effort to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Remove this old world and your body from your intellect and remember the father and the home. Constantly maintain the happiness that your days of happiness are now about to come. 2. Churn this knowledge that you receive from the knowledgeful father and keep your intellect overflowing. Don't become body conscious and choke in any way. Blessing. May you become seated on Bhaktada's heart throne by being constantly seated on the throne of a constant stage. The most elevated throne is Bhaktada's heart throne. However, in order to sit on this throne, you need to have the throne of an unshakable, immovable, and a constant stage. If you are not able to be stable on the throne of this stage, you cannot be stable on the throne of Bhaktada's heart. For this, be an immortal image and sit on the throne in the center of your forehead. Do not ever shake on this throne, and you will then be able to sit on Bhaktada's heart throne. Slogan. With your pure thoughts, transform anything negative into positive. Abhyakt signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Father Brahma wants to see a smile of spirituality on each child's face. Secondly, he wants to hear sweet words coming from your lips. Let not a single word be without sweetness. Let there be spirituality on your face, sweetness in your words, and constant good wishes in your mind and intellect. Have the feelings of a merciful bestower and follow the Father at every step. Give the return of this sustenance. Om Shanti.